Next on News for the Soul, Eyes Wide Open with Janessa and SJ. We are multifaceted beings living in a multidimensional existence. We hold the power of perception, and this power alone paints our reality. Perception influences the things we see and the things we don't see. Together, we'll explore the mystical and the material, the metaphysical and the physical, the supernatural and the concrete, the seen and the unseen. Please welcome Janessa and SJ back to News for the Soul. On News for the Soul, Eyes Wide Open with Janessa and SJ. We are multifaceted beings living in a multidimensional existence. We hold the power of perception, and this power alone paints our reality. Perception influences the things we see and the things we don't see. Together, we'll explore the mystical and the material, the metaphysical and the physical, the supernatural and the concrete, the seen and the unseen. Please welcome Janessa and SJ back to News for the Soul.
Hello, News for the Family. News for the Soul family. I'm Janessa Finley Ford. I'm going to be your host this evening. I'm super excited to be here because there are some tech issues. And I wasn't sure the switchboard was going to support us. So I'm super excited for this. We're going to talk about confidence. We were going to talk about confidence a couple weeks ago. And so I began to think that maybe there was heavy resistance to having confident humans on Earth, but we're going to persevere. So for those of you who might be new here, I'm an empowerment coach, and I use energy psychology and mindset alignment to help invincible humans walk through the dark and pressurized times of life rather than feeling like dirt, being radiant diamonds in the process. We all deal with adversity along our path, and there's just no reason that it needs to taint our reality to be anything other than this magical experience that life is. So that's my passion, and those are the people I love to serve. And we always kick our show off with a funny story. And my funny story is from a few months ago. It was probably our maybe second or third trip to Costco together after my husband was back home. And it was after my grandma had passed. And for those of you who joined me during the episode that we talked about my grandma's passing, I've shared that her greatest lesson to me was one of patience. So I'd asked her what her golden nugget of wisdom was, the one of her final days when we were together. And she said she didn't have one. And then the next day she had one word. And she said, I think I know what I want to tell you, patience. So I translated this into our shopping trip and this trip to Costco because I don't actually enjoy running errands really at all. It's not my jive, not my thing. And on that day, I decided, okay, how much fun can we have running errands, getting groceries, doing this stuff that we have to do as adults because we have to do it as adults. And we're going to do it together, so we might as well have a good time. So Costco was our last stop, I believe, if I remember correctly, but it really doesn't matter. We got to Costco, and at the front of the Costco, for those of you who maybe have never heard of Costco, it's like a big warehouse. It's like a Sam's Club where they just have piles of clothes on tables, and, you know, you get the wholesale massive box of crackers that should last you like half your lifetime. Okay, that's a bit of an exaggeration, but you get the point. So close to the entry, was a pile of clothes, and in this table of clothes were jackets, like athletic jackets, the wicking sweat, the real thin but really warm material. And I started looking at them, and I held one up, and it was one of my favorite colors, which is like grape burgundy. Not mauve. I think mauve's a lighter, more pastel color, but I really like that. It's not really purple. It's not brick red. It's kind of in between, and it's not maroon. Like, there's more purple in it, right? So, like, it's kind of grapes. And as I'm looking at the clothes, and Travis is kind of near me, but kind of not, and I'm holding up this jacket, and I just exclaim with really like a child. I'm like, grape is great. And I was just in this confident, playful, like, I don't care what anyone thinks energy. And the woman who was looking at the white ones nearby literally burst out laughing at me or with me. I'm not really sure which. I didn't care. And I'm like, well, I don't actually need those because I have a plethora of these at home, very similar. I folded it up and I put it down. And kind of in the back of my head, I had the energy of like when you brush your hands together thing, right? Like, my work here is done. I made this woman laugh. And I walked away. And my husband's over, you know, like an aisle and a half away, browsing, looking at something. I'm quite certain, which was really on purpose because he's like, I'm not sure if I want to know who she is or not. But I doubled down. I'm like, you can't move away from me and escape me. And so I walked up to him and I'm like, honey, did you hear me? And he's like, no, huh, what? And I'm like, grape is great. And he really wasn't so sure what I was talking about. And he just kind of looked at me like I'd half lost my marbles. And I was laughing hysterically on the inside. And we continued our trip, got our groceries, got what we needed, went home, and it was a lovely shopping experience. I had a great time. I enjoyed the time with my husband, and I was really patient. So I had also applied my grandma's wisdom, and I've probably really been able to invoke that energy into running errands ever since. Although I don't have to run so many errands, just the way that we teamwork our tasks in our household, Trav does the bulk of that, but when I have gone, it's been a fun experience. So grape is great, and I hope that brings some joy to the middle of your week, and maybe some laughter as well. So today, as we dive into our topic about confidence, you guys are welcome to call in. You can try to call in if we can support callers. If you have questions, you can definitely email your questions in. And we'll just see what happens today. If nothing else, you're going to get to listen to me talk for, oh boy, about the next 45 minutes about confidence. And hopefully you'll feel more confident by the end of the show. Isn't that how it always works, right? So where to begin with confidence? The things that erode our confidence. Of course, when things go awry, when we try something and we don't give ourselves the grace of trial and error, really this is what life is all about. We try something, we adjust, we try something a little bit differently, and it doesn't always land the first time. But in our adulthood, we really can expect ourselves to nail it the first time. Just because we're in adulthood and we're not in childhood, we can really become stringent on how much grace we have on the learning curve. So, you know me, if you've listened to very many of our shows before, you know that I'm going to reference back to our true essence as being that of which we were when we were kids, when we were babies. Babies don't need confidence. babies don't need confidence to learn how to walk or to learn how to crawl or to learn how to roll over on their stomach. They don't try to take that first step and fall down and like, I'm not confident. I can't try again. I'm not going to figure it out. I'm not going to get up again. And confidence is not in the equation at all. Like, they just keep going. And sometimes we really need to embrace that younger childlike essence that we had where we don't require confidence to do something. We just take the action. We drop the thought. We drop the resistance. We take the action. See how it goes. See what we can learn from it. See how we can do it better the next time. And we can really get caught up in the resistance and the thought and overthinking and overanalyzing and trying to strategize so specifically. And I'm not saying that there isn't room for strategy. I think that there is a beautiful balance between the two. However, we can really go way too far into overanalyzing, overthinking, overstrategizing to the point where we are in paralysis, analysis paralysis. And it doesn't matter how much confidence you have. Like, if you can't get out of analysis paralysis to make a decision, to take an action, to do a thing, you can sit there and do nothing with a whole lot of confidence. Like, confidence isn't actually the key for us taking the action, but it's something we often tell ourselves that we need in order to do something. So I want to challenge you to think about how much of an illusion is this for you in your life, and areas where you might feel lacking in confidence or insecure. Is that a reason that you're using, which I would also challenge maybe an excuse, to not push, move forward? I don't say push, I don't say force, but move forward toward the action, toward the goal, toward doing the thing. Like, this is the thing about being human, is we will make such simplistic things so complicated. I did this last week on a decision, a financial decision I needed to make, and my brain turned it into an enormous labyrinth of, like, I cannot see the forest through the trees, the trees through the forest, whatever the saying is. Like, I can't see anything. I can't see my way out. I can't see the labyrinth. I can't see anything. And I'm like, I know that this is simple. Why is my brain making it so complicated? And I can sit and talk about human behavior extensively for hours. But when it comes to math, like 1 + 1 = 2, it's so complicated. I'm making it so complicated. It's so simple. And, you know, my brother is trying to help me. And he's like, just think about it as being like, I can't remember the word he used, so I'll just say toolboxes, but like 3 boxes, right? You have tools in each one of them. Which box do you want to have the tools in? And I'm like, I know, right? This is so simple, but my brain is saying, like, no, it's not that simple. It's super complicated. And of course, the fear that I got all wrapped up in is that any decision I would make would be wrong. So I did some tapping. I simplified it. And like, confidence didn't play into the equation there either. It was the fear. Like, I can be confident because I do feel as though I manage money well, and I do feel that I have a positive track record with money management. But in this instance, like, the pattern took over. I'm like, it's so complicated, and I can see the simplicity at the same time, and I'm in analysis paralysis. That doesn't matter how confident you are sometimes. So if you're using that reason to not do something, and you're really leaning into, I have to be confident in order to, I challenge you to drop it and go beneath and see what's really underlying this desire of confidence. You're going to find something else there. Confidence isn't the real true stopper for us. One thing that I love to coach people on in regards to confidence, though, is when you're in a situation where you really do want to have confidence, because there is, like, let's just take a moment and honor the fact a confident energy exudes a certain commands a certain respect. A confident man, a confident woman, the way they walk, the way they talk, the way they hold themselves, we're drawn to that. We are magnetized to that. Like, when you talk about attraction and magnetic polarization, we are drawn into that. It just is true. So there are places and spaces where confidence is really going to serve you. I recently was coaching someone who was subpoenaed to court to testify for the first time ever. And I love that I can unpack all of the experience that I've had in years in the criminal justice system to help other people and support other people in this way. And this was an area where confidence is going to support you, because the jury is going to have certain preconceived notions and subconscious beliefs about you based upon whether you're confident, whether you're not, whether you're competent, whether you're not, whether you're warm, whether you're not. These are some indicators of our human behavior that people will read and then base your credibility upon. So if you're in a situation where confidence is really going to support you in what you're doing, then break it down and focus on, instead of focusing